sir, please wait. Audio boom. Showing item zero, lock screen.
Yes, yes. Hello, ladies and gentle people. This is Alan, and I've got a serious bunch of things to ask. Like most people, if we were to be completely honest, like most Christians, I got into Christianity, then found reasons why later. And the Christians who are listening to this will be taken aback, because while they almost certainly did the same thing, it's actually quite hard to admit. I looked into Christianity in 2002 or 3, and it was very much, this feels cool, this feels right. I looked a bit at the Quran, and it has too many hateful things in it. And I looked at the New Testament, and love your neighbour, things like that. And I didn't read it all the way through. I didn't have to. It felt amazing when I read it, and therefore that worked. I had no critical thinking skills. It had never been fostered in me or anything like that. So, well, anyway, dawdled on for 3 or 4 years. Then I started to acquire critical thinking skills, and I decided to look at apologetics afterwards, say 2008 or 9. And I got very interested in guys like Ravi Zacharias and so on. And apologetics, I think, does more to shore up the beliefs of the faithful than it does to evangelise. I think occasionally you will find someone who was converted through apologetics, but most of the time I think it's there to shore up the beliefs of people like me. And the way I heard counter-arguments was through what the Christian apologists said. So they would say, well, Richard Dawkins says such and such. And I would go, well, then he's a ball bag. I don't like him. And he's wrong. Ravi Zacharias says he's wrong. And it doesn't feel right to me. Right? So he must be wrong. And I'm no Dawkins fan, don't get me wrong. But that is how I heard about people. And I watched the Lennox versus Hitchens debate, but I was that insecure that I specifically watched it because I had heard that Hitchens had lost it by popular vote. And I think he did. I think it was an off night for Hitchens. A rare one, actually. He's a very good debater. But I'd heard that he'd lost it, and therefore I felt comfortable enough to watch. The ego that takes and the insecurity that takes is quite something. I'll watch something if it confirms my biases. But we all do it. The trouble with that worldview is, while I was very secure in my faith and then became very reformed or Calvinist in my thinking in 2011 or 12, very secure in my faith, I couldn't defend it to you properly. And in fact, I felt threatened when people did. And the reason that I couldn't defend it, and realised fairly recently that I probably still couldn't, is the fact that I just didn't have a methodology. I'm very good, once I notice that I'm lacking in a method, of finding one. Thankfully, I don't really need to find one in this instance. It's already there. I can use the basic scientific method, or not even that. Just using the straightforward logical method. If I'm going to test something for truth, the statement has to be falsifiable. I could, you know, that's a basic one. There are plenty of others, but here's a basic example if you're not familiar with it. Let me make two statements. One, all mammals have brains. Two, all mammals have four legs. You can test these different propositions, and you can see that all mammals do have brains. But on a very separate question, no, not all mammals have four legs. I'm self-evidently one of them that doesn't. I'm a human. So these are statements which I could actually test and come up with valid reasons for my answer. So, which statements could I use to test the validity of my belief in Christianity or beliefs, what are the things I would need to have evidence for? God exists. God is Yahweh. Yeah, God is Trinitarian and interventionist. The Trinitarian thing, maybe an internal theological thing, fine. But God is interventionist. Jesus is Yahweh. How could I, sensibly check that? Do we have souls? What is a soul? What is it like? How could I empirically test that? What kind of statement could I make that would allow me to come up with a sensible way of dealing with that question? What is heaven? Where is it? What is hell? Does hell exist? Does heaven exist? Are there no such things? And of course, some people just have different conceptions, even with Christianity, of the afterlife, which should lead us to be more suspicious. It doesn't. But I think these questions need to be answered. Now, I am a Christian. I will want to go for answers that confirm my bias. So I've got two problems. One, I know that. Therefore, I want to counter confirmation bias. The second is knowing that I want to counter the confirmation bias, I don't want to go too far. Tom Wright, the Anglican theologian, is right in his criticism, I think, to say some people get to scepticism and stop there. Scepticism is actually good. I think my scepticism should run alongside my faith. If I, in the 21st century, with all the time and talent and resources at my disposal, I'm not going to be sceptical and ask awkward questions, then that's a dereliction of my duty, particularly given the talents I have. So, what kind of, do you think this is the right methodology, first of all? I think it is. I think the basic scientific methodology, especially based on simple, falsifiable statements, is sound. And of course, I would have multiple questions after that. But that would be the starting point. It just made me realise I literally have no way of knowing. Because a lot of the Christian apologists I've been listening to, they simply, if I were to ask them what the soul was, because they would insist on the soul, or if I was to ask them, how could I test this interventionist God, how God intervenes, in an empirical way to prove that this is the only God that intervenes and that he is intervening. Remember, we're dealing quite exclusively with one religion. I am an atheist in comparison to everything else. I'm an Azusist, I'm an Allahist, I'm an Apolloist, I'm an whatever the Inca gods were-ist. I've ruled them out. Don't need them. How can I say that Christian God is the one? I will be happy to invoke faith when I don't know the answer, or if you can convince me that I couldn't know. But let's be frank, we can't load up too much faith on the bar and expect people to lift it. It starts becoming incredulous. So I'm a Christian, and I will hold on to my beliefs, but I can't go on with my beliefs without asking rigorous questions and really interrogating everything about it. 11. Cheers. 11.